Welcome to the Zen podcast of Buddha Jen. And that's me, of course. And Jen is the Chinese word for truth. My Chinese name is actually Jen Shenlong, which is Spirit Wolf of Truth. The Chinese put the last name first. So anyway, I'm actually indoors up here on Mount Olympus, and I'm going to start putting out all kinds of new stuff, but I've got some stuff that was recorded over a year ago when I was still living in my car as a Shaolin monk, teaching at the park and performing in Chinatown and doing things. But hey, I'm indoors up here in Lancaster. I call it Mount Olympus. So anyway, here's what I recorded a long time ago, and I want to get these out, and then I'll start putting on some new stuff. Here you go. All right. Let's discuss the, we're in the Tai Chi Beginner book. I'm starting on the intro, page 18. And this is the program explanation. And it has all three levels, beginner level, intermediate, and advanced. So, let's begin with the beginner level. This Tai Chi Beginner program has been developed by Master Jen Shenlong as a foundation for physical and mental balance while creating an awareness of Qi energy flow. Now, I wrote that in 1992, and I have proven that so many, many times. I had already been teaching for about 5 years, so I had obviously some awareness of my abilities, but man, I just went, yeah, I proved all this. I'm really cool. It's amazing what you can do with this kung fu. Qi energy requires time and effort to master. About half of all Shaolin Qi Mantis, Tai Chi beginner students, graduate with some control of their energy flow. All students at least become aware of their Qi energy presence. The minimum requirement to receive a Tai Chi beginner certificate is to be able to perform the Tai Chi Yang style short form in entirety for the class and Shifu. Each month, we will also solo perform the short form and offer positive and constructive criticisms to each other. Criticizing is a valuable skill you will also learn. And that's the end. This Tai Chi Beginner Certificate was, remember, I hadn't even invented my belt ranking system. That was something that was developing over the next couple of years when I wrote this book. So I just had a certificate for completing this course. And this course is a very, we're still shooting the videos. It's a 80 video course to get through this program right here. Okay, the lessons and writings contained herein are meant to initiate discussions and open new perspectives. You are encouraged to comment, disagree, or teach the class something. At least open your mind to new ideas and seek the truth as it pertains to your life. New information is scheduled on a weekly basis. Unlike traditional Chinese martial arts training, where new information and techniques are taught only after mastering previous lessons, this curriculum depends upon the student to be prepared every week for new information. And that's an important lesson, a thing to remember. This course presumes that every week you've learned and mastered the previous lesson. If it doesn't, it snowballs, which is why in some of my classes I have intermediate tests just so I can get the people out or just not going to make it and slowing the rest of the class down. Especially in my weapons classes where they're more dangerous. If somebody's not keeping up with the class, then I consider them a danger to everybody else. So it's like, get out of here. You can take the semester over when we restart, you know. And so every 4 months I restart my semesters. So if somebody doesn't make it at the second month mark, then great. And just, you know, get out of the class, you can attend the other classes, and then at the next semester start, you can start that weapons class again from the beginning. Okay, intermediate level. The Tai Chi Intermediate program uses this same Tai Chi Beginner program plus additional materials to refine and perfect the teachings and form movements. Energy flow is emphasized further and additional is emphasized further and additional techniques and applications are taught. About energy flow, we're talking about Qigong. The Tai Chi intermediate student relearns the form with the beginner students, only this time learning to channel Qi with every movement. Self-defense techniques are learned by utilizing the Tai Chi movements. Qin Na and Qi Sao. Qin Na is grabbing and seizing, and Qi Sao is sticky hands. So those are close-in fighting techniques, kind of a soft boxing, are taught in a non-sparring atmosphere. In other words, I'll teach you all the techniques, but I'll choreograph them so you don't hurt each other. This sensitivity of an opponent plus mastering the Tai Chi form movements becomes the foundation for pushing hands. Now the advanced level of Tai, this is our Tai Chi beginner program, or Tai Chi program. So it's the advanced level. The Tai Chi advanced program contains many new topics and concepts. These classes will be held separate from the intermediate and beginner students. This is where fighting applications and pushing hands are mastered. Combined with Shaolin Kung Fu training, a complete martial artist should emerge. Healing, Taoist principles, and Feng Shui lead the student into new areas of awareness. Modern science and physics help to explain many of the mystical concepts of spirituality. All right. Yeah, this is a great program. Just a Tai Chi. We're just, you know, not even going into the Shaolin Kung Fu and all the weaponry. Just this program alone, which is goes kind of, you just travel down this, and then you add the Kung Fu program and travel down that, and then eventually you add the another channel of the Praying Mantis, and that's just a kind of a side, another, it's like they're all going together parallel, like three cars going the same direction. All right, next page. This is called your daily routine. Now, every student of Shaolin Chi Mantis, or Tai Chi Youth, or Buddha Kung Fu, this is kind of, I wrote this a long, long time ago, so I'm actually kind of excited to read it and see what I think of it. I mean, I've just read it recently, but this is your daily routine. Okay, so there's four things here. The stretching, the stances, the kicks, and the Tai Chi form. Now, actually, where it says kicks, your daily routine, I would say kicks and punches. Did I say punches? Where did I put the punches? I don't see the punches listed here, but normally I would say, if I was to perfect this, I would say kicks and punches maybe. Oh, but here we go. Every day you should be stretching, because punching is an important daily exercise. For stretching, always stretch your body before exercising. Learn the stretching routine shown in this book. The Tai Chi Beginner book has our entire yoga stretching routine. I've now broken it off and call it our Chinese Kung Fu Yoga. If time or location do not allow a full 20-minute stretch, do some leg lifts, squats, touch your toes. An audio cassette called Shaolin Chi Mantis Workout is available, which will lead you through the stretching. And then in parentheses, it says, provides motivation, exclamation mark. And it's true. I recorded it, and I used to use it for myself. I used to just practice along to the tape. It's really cool. It's more fun than doing it all by myself. I would like to do it to this tape. Now, the stances. You must learn to stand before you walk and walk before you run. Practice these stances daily to improve strength and balance. So we've got how many stationary pivoting stances? We've got our horse stance, the forward stance, the heel stance, the crane stance, which is where you lift your leg up, the Tai Chi front kick, which is holding your foot out. That's not common in any of the other martial arts styles, but that's an actual stance, holding that foot out there. And then the crane stance again, then the toe stance, and then out to a forward. So I just gave you actually a drill right here. This is the first thing I teach students on the first day, is this little stationary pivoting stances. And then next thing you get is the stance walk, which is bent knee attention, and then you do a toe stance, you raise it up to a crane, you go out to a heel, you move, step the leg out farther to a forward, and then go to a bent knee and do it again. You do it four times one direction, then you turn around and come four times back, and that's the stance walk. Now, kicks. Keep your body immobile during kicking. Relax and focus on control, not speed or power. No grunting or straining. Keep your mouth closed and your hands up as if holding a ball by the sides. The front kick. Keep your toes back and kick with the heel. Double front kick. Now, that's a boom, boom. One's higher than the other. I just recommend kicking a little gnome or something like that, a leprechaun. You know, kick him in the belly and the head or something like that. You know, just keep one higher than the other. And then the back kick. And the back kick can't turn to a side kick. You can't let the hip turn. So you got to keep the toes down or it's not a back kick. The front kick plus back kick, which is where you do a front kick. And then right from that, you go all the way through to the back kick, then go to a crane and go back down. And then the inside and outside crescent kicks. And in our system, we always keep our legs straight the entire kick, all the way till it leaves the ground, till it comes back to the ground. Okay, now the fourth section of your daily routine is your Tai Chi form. Practice as much as you know of the form 8. Times every day. So if you practice your Tai Chi form 8 times every day, you'd be amazed what kind of magical things will happen. Okay. special thanks section. I think this is going to end our reading for today. For helping on the photographs, special thanks to Aaron Davis, Paul Dunstan, PJ Hare, and David Norris. Thank you very much, guys. In fact, David Norris and a couple of people are still following me on Facebook, and we're not really in touch too much, but we could be. So we know where each other is. I'm looking forward to getting the online school up, and then I can start pulling some of these students back. The Tai Chi short form was photographed at Gilgal, the Mormon rock garden. Gilgal means means Circle of Sacred Stones. Thanks to the Fetzer family for the use of this beautiful location. You'll see that it was really wonderful. Most of the other photographs are from the Jordan Peace Gardens. And for criticism and concepts, I want to give thanks to Master Ru Jingxi and Master Daowan Chun. And Master Ru Jingxi has passed away this last year. That's Steve Ba. And he was my Taoist mentor. So, darn, you know, when your mentor is gone, that means that you got to take his place. I'm now a Taoist mentor. So, oh, I am, actually. I've got a couple of people I'm advising in Taoism, and I've come up with a lot of things, and I've invented some Taoist concepts or elaborated on them in the last couple of years. So I definitely am pursuing that Taoist mentor, I like teaching Taoism. So thank you all you guys for helping me with this book, and let's get on to the next part of our lesson here. Or what is this? Hey, let's get out of here. Buddha Jen here, and hope you enjoyed that. I recorded that a long time ago, and I'm interested in recording a whole bunch of new stuff, but I just didn't feel like throwing a lot of this stuff in the trash. Hope you enjoyed it. You can visit me at Facebook, and my Facebook page is Spirit Wolf of Truth, with hyphens between each of the word. So anyway, Buddha Jen here, and yeah, I'm doing all kinds of neat stuff. I've recorded, since I've been indoors now, I've taped 200 Shaolin Kung Fu classes, traditional Shaolin Kung Fu. And what's really bizarre is I have never allowed anyone over 50 in any of my Shaolin Kung Fu classes. And I'm 67 years old now, and I'm teaching the classes. In fact, we're right now doing some tumbling, and it's like, ah! I'm not so good at my backward somersaults. So anyway, Buddha Jen here, and this is the episode 4 of the Zen podcast of me, Buddha Jen. See you soon.